This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Communities across the South have been wrestling with what to do with the Confederate battle flag and monuments in the wake of a shooting at a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina last month. Just yesterday, the city of Mobile was removing the Confederate flag and other banners from the official seal of that city. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Tony Horwitz is author of Confederates in the Attic. He spoke with WBHM's Will Dahlberg and says the end of the fight over Confederate symbols has been going on for years.
As anyone in Alabama knows, conflict over Confederate symbols has been going on for decades, and this is really the dramatic culmination of that, what we're seeing in recent weeks. In Civil War military terms, I'd say we're in 1865 now. Most of the major battles over the flags have been fought. And when I was there in the 1990s, I would say it was more like 1863. We were still really in the midst of battles that hadn't been decided.
One of the things that you really hit on throughout your book was the link between the flag and heritage. Is there a way to separate the reasons people are upset with the flag, but at the same time have people still celebrate their genealogical heritage and what it means to them to honor their family? Are those two things able to be separated?
Yeah, I think we have to be careful to not paint everyone who's interested in Confederate heritage with the same brush. And I think perhaps there's some of that going on in the media at the moment. Clearly, there are some so-called heritage groups that are pushing a strong political agenda with very strong racial overtones. But certainly in my travels, I also met many Southerners who want to honor their ancestors who fought in this war. And it's a very delicate exercise. How do we honor people while at the same time recognizing that they were on the wrong side of history? I mean, no one wants to spit on their ancestors. On the other hand, we need to find a way to remember them that doesn't glorify the cause for which they fought.
In your book, you noted at the time you were doing your traveling that the flag in Alabama was actually, it was removed from the Capitol at one point and relocated to the Confederate monument. And those are the flags that they just took down now. Do you think there's a difference between flying it at the Capitol versus memorial monument?
Well, at the time, that was a compromise, and they later made the same compromise in South Carolina, and it seemed that was the best that could be achieved at that time. And I thought that was a sensible move then. But the argument now is that this really shouldn't be in the public square in a context in which it's saying this represents all of us in our state, whether it's Alabama or South Carolina or Mississippi, which has the rebel flag as part of its state flag. So we've gone to that next step, and there seems to be a very strong consensus that that's the appropriate move. I think we're now into the trickier discussion of the monuments, which are also in the public square. I think, first of all, are harder to move. It's easy to take down a flag. It's a little harder to start moving statues. And also, I think there are stronger arguments for keeping some of those up.
Is it appropriate to take them down altogether, or maybe just to relocate them to, say, like a Confederate cemetery? How does one walk the line with still being respectful to the genealogical heritage, say?
My concern is the history itself. I hope that in addressing these Confederate symbols, we don't simply scrub away the history or sweep it under the carpet. My own feeling is that these monuments should remain, in most cases, where they are, with an interpretive plaque explaining the time at which they were put up, the message they sought to convey, and why many people today find this objectionable. I think they can be teaching tools. So personally, I'd prefer to see most of these monuments stay where they are, but that's obviously for the people of these communities to decide for themselves.
What do you think has changed in the South between the time when you first wrote your book and today? Are there fewer people who now identify with Confederate symbolism and heritage than before?
I think demographics explain a great deal about memory of the Confederacy and why our approach to it is changing now. Just a generation ago, you had a very large percentage of the white population in the South that could trace its ancestry to the Civil War, to a soldier. And there was, of course, tremendous loss there during the Civil War. And in just the last 20 years, we've really seen that change. According to one study I read, between 2000 and 2010, the minority population in the South, largely Hispanic immigrants, grew by more than a third, and the white population grew only 4%. So you really have a very changed South. You have a much larger percentage of the population that feels no connection to this Confederate heritage and may be hostile to it. And people who do feel that devotion are a smaller and smaller percentage of the population. They're aging. I feel what we're seeing now is the South's identity catching up to its demographic reality.
It's Tony Horwitz, author of Confederates in the Attic, speaking with WBHM's Will Dahlberg.